Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is for Cinco de Mayo, but every Wednesday for me, it's a Rap Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio in association with CMS, the CMS Network. And we have a special guest today talking about Mental Health Awareness Month. And our special guest is Reverend Frederick Shaw, their director of CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, and the Task Force for Eugenics and Racism. So please, you all, say welcome to one of our favorite guests, Reverend Frederick Shaw. How you doing, Reverend Frederick?
I am blessed this morning, and I'm appreciative of you having me on your show and discuss such an important topic.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, let's get cranking, you all. We are discussing what's going on for the Mental Health Awareness Month, which is now May. And we're also discussing how mothers should handle this fight in the war against mental health care abuse. And this month is Mother's Day. This coming up Sunday will be Mother's Day, and there's nothing like a mother that will protect you and defend you when someone is trying to misdiagnose you. And if you haven't heard before, if you've heard our previous episodes, you would remember Reverend Frederick Shaw's story about his journey to director of CCHR and with his son and his journey. But now he's making the mark so people who have children, our mothers, can have their voices heard. Reverend Shaw, can you tell us a little bit about that today?
Well, yes. Thanks for bringing that up. What I'm trying to do is create a group called Mamas, and it's Mothers Against Mental Abuse. And this would be a watchdog organization similar to CCHR and my task force that address issues of parents who are being bullied by the mental health system, who children have been misdiagnosed. To protect these children, the mothers are the greatest protector of children. And just like we had Mothers Against Drunk Driving and all of that going on and all of the effect that they were able to have on people drinking and driving, we want to be able to duplicate that when it comes to the field of mental health. And mothers are the most ferocious defenders of children. And so, therefore, I think that it is time that we organize a group called Mothers Against Mental Abuse.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that. We need that so bad. And that is one of my fears, one of my biggest fears when it comes to having children. How can I protect them, especially with my story? And everyone will get to see. And I want you all to tell us and share your story. You can always call in as we're talking and speaking live at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And so I would love to be able to have the blueprint on how to protect our children in the school system and otherwise. And from what I've gathered, there's not much out there that can put you in that position. But you have the Citizens Commission for Human Rights. You have our potential group, MAMA. And we also have, if you're not familiar with him, it's Dr. Umar. He has written a book. He's a licensed psychologist. He's worked with the school system. And he has a book, a blueprint on how to deal with the paperwork if a child has been assessed and you don't agree, all the letters and things of that nature that deal with a misdiagnosis or abuse by the mental health care system through the school system. And there are ways that you can stand up for your child and fight it and not be intimidated by any teachers, because they are not doctors. They are not doctors. And it could be one teacher with a problem, one teacher dealing with racism, and just didn't like your child. So this is that time to arm yourselves with knowledge so you'll know how to address any situation concerning mental health care abuse or a wrongful diagnosis for your child. So if you don't mind, can you refresh us on your story of what happened with your son and his school?
Well, my son, the background to this is that my son developed a confusion. That's the way I would have it, because I was a Los Angeles County Sheriff Deputy. Their mother was a dental assistant. We had decent money. So we had a housekeeper, and she was Spanish-speaking. He got the two languages confused, and it was diagnosed as dyslexia, that it was incurable. They made a mistake because of the fact that I was seeking solutions to my son, and they suggested that he go to a psychiatrist or psychologist. And I asked the question, why? And they said, well, to help him with his self-esteem. I said, I'm his father. That's my job. That's not anybody else's. And a friend of mine told me about a place. I took him to the place, and they handled the dyslexia. And I was just smart enough, even though I was a young man, to call the school and say, hey, I had my kid in a private therapy. They want him retested. And when they retested him, they couldn't tell that he ever had dyslexia. So you had told me that he had a disease, that the disease was incurable. And now when you retest him, you can't even tell that he ever supposedly had it. And because of the way I was raised, being in law enforcement, being a street kid, not a poor street kid, but growing up in the street, you learn to ask questions. And the question I ask is, how many children have been diagnosed and it was not real? Or they were labeled because the school didn't know how to relate to them. So, and then my son started kind of thriving because his confidence went up once the situation was handled. And so I just want parents to realize that it is your responsibility to take care of your child. Mothers have always been the first nurse of their children. You know, this thing now that mothers have no say-so in treatment and all that, it was the mothers in the old days that used to take a kid off of a drug when the doctor gave it to them and say, hey, that drug ain't working, doc. And the doctor would change it or do whatever. Now it's this, I'm superior and the public is inferior. And so people are being, like, dismissed when it comes to the health care of their children and stuff. And we have to change that. That's why I want to set, not only do I want to set up Mothers Against Mental Abuse, I want to set up Pastors Against Psychiatric Abuse and create a new version of the Mamas and the Papas.
Right. Well, I think that's more than needed. There are so many people who either given or some people are participating in the wrongful diagnosis of their children because maybe they're not adequately equipped to be parents. Maybe they're overwhelmed or just, you know, maybe abusive. Whatever the case may be, your child deserves a chance. And I am so glad we get to talk about giving your children a chance. This is Mother's Day month, and you have to arm yourself with information. You can go to cchrint.org to get information online and talk about the different avenues that are available for children. You can watch the YouTube short documentaries and the infomercials that they have for CCHR as a place to begin. But I suggest everyone to never just go with what they say. It could always go another way. And you are the bridge and the gap that makes a way for your child. So I want to say thank you for everything you're doing, Reverend Shaw, for us in this tumultuous time and in this crazy world when it comes to mental health care abuse and how we should handle it. And we will continue. So happy to be a part of the task force. Can you tell people how to get in contact with you as well?
First, if you really want to know where I'm standing on this issue and so forth, go to the CCHRtaskforce.org, CCHRtaskforce.org. There's articles and press releases, all types of information on what I've been doing in this field. If you want to contact me directly to be one of the pioneers of mamas and mothers against mental health abuse, my email is fshawjr@yahoo.com, fshawjr@yahoo.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. We have to create a movement to protect our children. You know, we should not be electroshocking mothers and children from 0 to 5 years of age.
Correct, correct. This people will be a forever topic for us here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We want you to put your experience and your story on film and let us know about it. Remember, you can always follow us on all forms of social media. We are on Facebook under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Twitter under CM Studios. Like, follow, and share, and spread the word. Spread the message on how you can be your own advocate and hero when it comes to mental health care abuse and children, as well as yourself. So this is it for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Thank you, Reverend Shaw, for being here. And until next time, people, I want you to simply be great.